Proclamation number 6882, dated the July 30th, 1957. End prophecies. Are you my own? Anyone who regards himself as one of my own also knows that the last days have started, that humanity is facing a spiritual and earthly turning point. For my own are informed by the Spirit. My own can be spoken to by the Spirit and hear my voice, either directly or in their thoughts. And they also faithfully accept my word, which is given to them by my messengers and has originated from me. Thus my own know what time they live in. They know that the last hour of the world's clock will strike soon, that night will begin to engulf countless people on this earth, and that a new day will begin to dawn for others, for the few who will remain true to me until the end, who belong to my small flock, which I call my own. And they still have a task on earth, to inform their fellow human beings of what earth can expect. This will not be easy. For despite the fact that my own are convinced of the truthfulness of my word, thus also of the proclamations about the end and the judgment, fellow human beings will not believe them and indignantly turn away when the last days are mentioned to them. Nevertheless, time and again they should try to point out that my announced end will not be far away. And as confirmation of this, you should also draw their attention to the natural disaster which will put the whole world into turmoil beforehand. And you should also tell them that the subsequent end can be expected with the same certainty, for through this natural disaster I still want to give people a final warning, a final sign, to make it easier for them to believe what you tell them. Anyone who is enlightened himself should also let the light shine into the darkness. Anyone who believes in me and my word himself should also try to show his fellow human beings the way to faith, and do so kindly so as not to arouse resistance. And therefore the natural disaster will not keep you waiting for very long, since it is also intended to contribute towards preparing people for the end. You should also mention the natural disaster, my intervention, which every person will be able to take notice of, for it will be of enormous proportions and cannot be dismissed as an everyday occurrence. Thus you should constantly point to this event and not be afraid to speak about it openly, for it will come with absolute certainty. And anyone who has heard about it from you will also find it easier to believe in the announced end. Thus my own shall be capable workers for me, even if the work merely consists of speaking about the forthcoming events. Then they will already render me an immense service, for I want people to know but can only give them the information through a human mouth, which they then may or may not believe. But at least they will have heard of it and will also remember it when the day comes that the whole world will hold its breath in view of the natural catastrophe which will bring overwhelming suffering to the people who experience it. Do not fear that you spread misguided prophecies, but speak frankly and openly that I myself conveyed them to you and that you firmly believe in my words. They will not be able to call you liars, for sooner than they think they will get the confirmation. Yet people should use this knowledge to shed their doubts in regards to the proclamations of the end. With that, much will already have been achieved, because then they can prepare themselves and thus be saved from the abyss. Amen. Revelation 20:1-6. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. The Holy Bible, King James Version.